Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's hoped water will be restored to a number of houses in Carrow Cannon shortly who've been left without since Sunday. There needs to be a greater effort to ensure there's proper facility for tourists who visit Donegal. The HSE is advising people to stay away from New Year's Eve parties if they have flu symptoms. And over the course of 2024, the number of patients admitted to Letterkenny University Hospital without a bed sits at 4,980. That's down 8.5%. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport at around 5:15. It's hoped water will be restored to a number of houses in Carrow Cannon shortly who've been left without since Sunday. That's despite local councillor Michael McLaughlin being told by an Ishka Éireann representative that the issue could persist for weeks. However, in a statement released to Highland Radio, the organisation says the problem was due to be fixed at 4:30 this evening, that it may take up to 3 hours after this time for water to be restored. The outage is said to be caused by a burst. Councillor McLafferty, however, is now saying enough is enough and that the utility needs to meet with county councillors on a municipal district level to see ongoing issues across the county rectified.
There's no water at the taps, and Irish Water are not able to give me an answer on this. How can we proceed going forward? If they don't have correct information on their maps going forward, and if we're not getting correct information then to tell the people on the ground going forward, and you can imagine yourself as well, the days of Christmas and the New Year, people still sitting here, what time is now? 12:30 today, still sitting here at 12:30 today, no water, not able to wash clothes, not able to have showers, not able to wash dishes, not able to flush toilets and so on. And there's a handful, again, like always, of vulnerable people through these, people that need water necessities and so on, and can't get it. Home health, one thing or another, etc. We don't need to elaborate any more on that. This is a serious, serious situation, like. And again, I reiterate again, and sorry for sounding like a parrot here, but I believe that a lot of this stuff could be easily thrashed out if Irish Water would come and meet with us, officials, reps, and our respective areas, where the problems are. We don't want to be meeting in Lifford, because to go to Lifford to meet with us all, to give us an hour or so of time, and people don't get asking their questions. That's a waste of time. They need to come to the various MDs and spend a couple of hours or more, whatever time required, and hear us ourselves, each individual councillor, give them the required time to put their cases across, their areas across, where the problems are, and come back to us then with answers and say then what they're going to do at the time. But fobbing us off is no good, and I don't want to be into 25 of what Irish Water or anybody else just fobbing us off, because they don't have the reality over the answers to tell us, Donna Marie.
A man in his 30s is being questioned in relation to the discovery of a man's body in County Wexford. The man in his 60s was found unresponsive at a house in New Ross at about 11 o'clock this morning and was pronounced dead at the scene. The house has been preserved for a technical examination. This is the second major incident in the Wexford town following the killing of 8-year-old Malika Nur Al-Khatib on the 1st of December. Local independent councillor Michael Sheehan says the people of New Ross will come together again.
Two families are going to end the year with a sense of tragedy and foreboding, and we look forward with 2025 for better days ahead, because our community has suffered serious tragedies over the last couple of months that are really testing the bonds of us as a community. But we're going to pull through this like we pulled through the last one, and we'll keep focus on what really matters, is protecting ourselves and our families.
There needs to be a greater effort to ensure the proper facilities for tourists are in place for those who visit Donegal. Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie, says while tourism numbers fall across Ireland, it's important that the county is sold properly. He added that with the addition of air links from Donegal to Dublin and to Scotland, more footfall can be expected. Councillor O'Farrie says there's an added opportunity to bring people to the Gaeltacht areas in West Donegal.
We still need to build in the facilities that are there to improve them, such as public toilets. People coming, that they need to have the proper facilities. No matter where you go on holiday abroad, you know, the facilities are there, so we must have the same here. And we've seen a report last week that there was a drop in tourism coming to Ireland. So we'll have to, you know, maybe entice more tourists to come into the area and Donegal, not alone, you know, go to Cork, Kerry and Galway. Donegal is a fantastic place, beautiful scenery, beautiful people. friendly people, and we just need to sell it better. I know that the Donegal County Council spend a lot of money every year enticing people to come, and with the airlink now to Glasgow, it'll entice more tourists to come.
And it's been a big year for the Irish language. As an MD with Gaeltacht and Gaelagóri in it, there's another opportunity here to really bring people to the area.
Oh yes, and as you can see, the last number of weeks that Donegal achieved to get first place in the best council in Ireland. And Gaelagóri is very important. The language is promoted at council at all levels, and it's very, very important, like, that we provide scholarships as well for the Irish colleges. We provide about 22 scholarships every year, which is important for young people to attend the Irish college and get blasts of the Gaelic in the Gaeltacht areas, whether it be Kilcar or Gidore or Clonmany or Downings. You know, it's very, very important that these young people, young students, are coming and get the blast for the Irish language.
The HSE is advising people to stay away from New Year's Eve parties if they have flu symptoms. 984 people were in hospital with the virus yesterday morning. Dr. Dennis McCauley is a GP in Donegal and is president of the Irish Medical Organisation. He says people need to be sensible if they feel sick.
There's 1,000 beds being used by people who have the flu at the present minute, so there's much less beds to do other things. It means that tests will be delayed, operations and treatments will be actually delayed. So we've got to be sensible in the use of our health resources, and going out tonight with respiratory symptoms, not flu symptoms, oh, I only have the cold. It actually probably is the flu. Older people, people always forget, pregnant ladies. If you're pregnant and you haven't had your flu vaccine, I would recommend that you have it done. It is very safe.
Meanwhile, 466 patients are on trolleys in hospitals around the country today. 351 of those are waiting in emergency departments, while 115 are in wards elsewhere. University Hospital Limerick accounts for the largest number of people waiting for a bed at 85. There are 17 people without a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital. That's down from 27 yesterday. Well, over the course of 2024, 122,186 patients, including 2,043 children, were admitted to hospital without a bed. In Letterkenny University Hospital, the number is 4,980. That's down 8.5% from 5,447 the year previous. It's the lowest record of overcrowding in the hospital since 2018. Those who are found to have committed hate crimes could receive tougher sentencing from today. The new Criminal Justice Act has been signed into law, with Garda statistics showing hate crimes increased by 7.5% in 2023. Minister McEntee says the new legislation will protect people targeted due to their race, colour, religion or other identity characteristic. However, Independent Senator Ronan Mullen says the new law is a red herring.
It was already within the gift of courts when sentencing people for offences to take their bad motivation, their hateful motivation, their racist motivation, whatever it was, into account. So I don't think this is going to make much difference. I think the question in a lot of people's minds is, are people going to prison? Are they being kept in prison? Are they being rehabilitated while they are in prison? I think the government has spent disproportionate amounts of time virtue signalling on issues like that, actually, when in fact what we need is proper enforcement of existing criminal law. We need an education system that honours the dignity of every human life, that educates people about how do you disagree civilly with people in society, how do you deal with people who are different from each other.
Gardaí are investigating an incident of dangerous driving that happened on Main Street Fukara late on Christmas Eve and into the early hours of Christmas morning. A number of vehicles were involved. Those who were driving in the area from 11:30 until 12:30 with a dash cam is asked to make the footage available to Gardaí, or those with any relevant information is asked to contact Milford Garda Station. A number of people from the Northwest region have been named by King Charles III in the New Year Honours. Deirdre Conaghan received the highest honour and has been made an Officer of the Order of the British Empire for her services to theatre and education for adults with learning disabilities. She founded the Stage Beyond Theatre Company in Derry. With more, here's Ben Finnegan.
In County Derry, Mr. Neil Doherty received an MBE for services to the community, and Right Reverend Monsignor Brian McCanny received a BEM for his services to the community in Nimavady. Meanwhile, Strabane natives Mr. Hugh Duncan and Mr. Henry Dolan both received MBEs for services to entertainment and to the community in Northern Ireland, and for services to the economy and the community in Strabane respectively. Finally, in Castledurg, Mr. Robert James McKelvey was rewarded an MBE for his services to the Castledurg Credit Union and the community in County Tyrone, and Mrs. Annie Crow, also of the area, was awarded a BEM for her services to childcare in the county. The full list of recipients can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
Donegal County Council will spend almost €417,865,000 on capital projects in the coming year. The projected figures are included in the three-year capital budget approved by members at the same time as the revenue budget was agreed just before Christmas. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The largest figure, €132,750,000, has been set aside for defective concrete block remediation, while €123,367,000 will be spent under the Housing, Corporate and Social Services Directorate. Roads and Transport will account for just over €49 million in spending, while almost €43,460,000 will be spent under the umbrella of Community, Enterprise and Planning Services, the bulk of it on urban and regional renewal projects. €41,700,000 is allocated to the Roads Management Office. €16,970,000 has been allocated to Economic Development, Information Systems and Emergency Services, while €16,590,000 has been allocated to Water and Environment Services. Chief Executive John McLaughlin told members the estimated capital expenditure is conditional on a range of factors and assumptions, including the allocation of grants, loan sanction approval from government and availability of co-financing.
More details and a breakdown on how that money will be spent is on our website, highlandradio.com. It's just gone 12 minutes past five here in Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. We're coming up to 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, an Ulster GAA recorded a surplus of just under €185,000 this year. That's according to the body's 2025 secretary's report. The association has presented a much more positive financial picture from 2024 compared with the deficit of €59,000 in 2023. In the report released today, Ulster GAA claim that the development of Casement Park will cost far less than the projected figures of over €480 million. The body maintained that they, along with the GAA and Antrim County Board, are absolutely aligned on the need to finish the prolonged project. On the pitch, there's a match on tomorrow in the Ulster Minor Club Tournament Final up in St Paul's in Belfast. Four Masters of Donegal, they play Mara Felt, O'Donovan Rossa from Derry. That game throws in at 1 o'clock tomorrow. The nominations for the 2024 Donegal Sportstar Awards have been announced. The full list is available on our website, highlandradio.com, in the sports section. Among those that will be getting the awards are two veterans of radio broadcasting, Richie Kelly and Charlie Collins. After a very successful playing career, Richie went on to have a distinguished career in sports broadcasting with Radio Foyle and Derry, and will receive the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement Award. While Charlie Collins will be presented with the Sporting Acknowledgement Award. He began covering sport on the airwaves with DCR in the late 1980s and went on to head up Highland Radio in 1990. Birch, Mark Coyle and Sadie Duffy from Buncrana are the others that know they'll be honoured in the 49th Donegal Sportstar Awards, which take place on Friday the 31st of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel. Coyle will receive the Professional Sport Achievement Award after becoming the first Donegal man to captain a League of Ireland team to a Premier Division title in October with Shelburne. While Sadie Duffy is also to be honoured, last December she became the first Irish person to be appointed as chairperson of the International Boxing Association Referees and Judges Committee. Moving on to soccer, and Plymouth have sacked manager Wayne Rooney, saying they've agreed to part ways. The former England captain took over on a three-year contract just 7 months ago. He leaves the Argyle, who are bottom of the championship, 4 points from safety. And West Ham forward Mikel Antonio has been discharged from hospital as he continues to recover from a broken leg he suffered in a car accident. He sustained the injury, which required surgery, after crashing earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Irons captain, Jared Bowen, faces a spell on the sidelines. The club have revealed that he suffered a fractured foot during their 5-0 defeat at Liverpool at the weekend. And Wolves forward Matias Cunha has been banned for 2 games by the FA after clashing with Ipswich security staff. He's also fined £80,000 after admitting a charge of misconduct following their Premier League defeat earlier this month. And Aston Villa forward John Duran has been charged by the FA after being sent off in their Premier League defeat to Newcastle on Boxing Day. The striker is alleged to have acted in an improper manner after being shown a red card. He has until Friday to respond to the charge. Up in Scotland, Rangers captain James Tavernier has been ruled out of Thursday's Old Firm derby with an injury that will keep the right back on the sidelines for a few weeks. He'll miss the visit of Scottish Premiership leader Celtic after scan results showed clear damage picked up during their 2-2 draw with Motherwell. In rugby, Connacht star Mark Hansen, he could also face disciplinary action from the URC over post-match comments about the officiating in their inter-pro defeat to Leinster. The Irish winger was highly critical of the refereeing during the 2012 defeat at the Aviva Stadium earlier this month. A spokesperson for the province confirmed that they've been notified of a complaint by the URC over Hansen's comments. Finally for this evening in tennis, Nick Kyrgios has admitted he's not sure whether he'll be fit enough to make his Grand Slam comeback in next month's Australian Open. The 29-year-old says he was in throbbing pain after his first singles match in 18 months, which he lost in Brisbane today. Kyrgios had feared his tennis career was over following surgery on a wrist injury in 2023. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Gardaí are warning the New Year period is one of the times when road users are at the highest risk of being involved in a fatal or serious crash. The Christmas Road Safety Campaign continues until January 6th and motorists are being urged to pull together to reduce road deaths. 179 people have been killed on Irish roads this year. Chief Superintendent of the Garda National Roads Policing Bureau, Jane Humphreys, said motorists need to drive with more care and more attention.
We know that when we all collectively pull together, that we can have the fatalities on our roads much slower. So when people do pull together, pay attention, drive with more care and consideration, collectively together we are able to reduce the number of fatalities on our roads.
There was a dip during the year in the rate of road deaths. However, campaigner Leo Lehiu believes it's simply a coincidence.
I would like to think that it was the campaigns, but I doubt it. I think it's probably just the weather and conditions, because I'm just pure luck, to be honest with you. The standard of driving is just absolutely terrible. The speed, and like you just look at the figures, the number of people caught speeding every week, the number of people caught drink driving every week, and this day and age when everybody knows, you can't be doing it. If you're in the car with your friend or your parents, tell them off. We have to spread the word. We have to talk about it all the time. And penalties are just not strong enough. Like the guards cannot be everywhere. So in the meantime, until we have enough guardie on the street, put the penalties there where you're going to put the fear of God into people.
There's a call for the job of building houses to return to councils. Sinn Féin says government figures fall well below what's needed to solve the housing crisis. Department of Housing documents suggest 54,000 homes will be needed to meet demand, but that won't be delivered until 2029. Cork TD Thomas Gould says the figures don't paint an honest picture.
The people were deceived during the election with the government figures and the government announcement. You're looking at least 4 more years of homeless figures going up, 4 more years of people living in their parents' box bedrooms, and 4 more years of young people having to emigrate because house prices and rent prices are going through the roof.
The Irish Coast Guard responded to 2,554 incidents this year. 44 units were dispatched on over 1,150 occasions over the past 12 months and provided 134 air ambulances. Search and rescue, maritime casualty responses and pollution and preparedness responses were some of the services provided. The Irish Coast Guard provided critical assistance to 3,537 people throughout the year. The number of Irish people requesting consular assistance abroad has increased for a third year running. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs says the department provided assistance to almost 2,000 new cases in 2024. Micheál Martin says this doesn't include the ongoing assistance provided to Irish citizens caught up in a series of crises in the Middle East. Tina Gates has more.
The 1,858 new cases recorded include missing persons, serious injuries, arrests, victims of crime, mental health issues and deaths abroad. The work also includes authenticating over 56,000 Irish documents for use overseas and almost 3,000 civil letters of freedom for Irish citizens marrying abroad. The Taoiseach says they also provide assistance in a number of complex and challenging cases such as parental child abductions and complex global crises, undertaking evacuations for Irish citizens caught in conflict zones and advocating on behalf of others unable to leave.
The World Health Organization is paying tribute to the lives lost in COVID-19 on the fifth anniversary of the outbreak of the virus. On this day in 2019, the WHO was notified on a number of cases of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, China. Emergency systems were activated the next day, while the first set of guidance was published by January 12, 2020. Having a look now to the weather forecast for this evening. Cloudy for the rest of today with some well-scattered showers. Fresh to strong and gusty southwest winds will be stronger at times near coasts. Some well-scattered showers tonight also with clear spells developing overnight. Fresh and gusty westerly winds will be strong locally for a time, but winds will ease somewhat overnight, and that's with lows of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius. New Year's Day will bring a mix of cloud and sunny spells with scattered showers. These showers may turn wintry at times on higher ground later in the day, and that's with highs of 5 to 6 degrees Celsius, turning very cold in the evening with some frost developing. To conclude this evening's news, it's hoped water will be restored to a number of houses in Carrowcannon shortly who've been left without since Sunday. That's despite local councillor Michael McClafferty being told by an Éisce Éireann representative that the issue could persist for weeks. However, in a statement released to Highland Radio, the organisation says the problem was due to be fixed at 4:30 this evening and that it may take up to 3 hours after this time for supplies to be restored. There needs to be a greater effort to ensure there's proper facilities for tourists who visit Donegal. Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie, says while tourism numbers fall across Ireland, it's important that the county is sold properly. He added that with the addition of air links from Donegal to Dublin and Scotland, more footfall can be expected. The HSE is advising people to stay away from New Year's Eve parties if they have flu symptoms. 984 people were in hospital with the virus on Monday morning. Dr. Dennis McCauley is a GP in Donegal and president of the Irish Medical Organisation. He says people need to be sensible if they feel sick. And finally, over the course of 2024, 122,186 patients, including 2,043 children, were admitted to hospital without a bed. In Letterkenny University Hospital, the number is 4,980, down 8.5% from the year previous. It's the lowest record of overcrowding in the hospital since 2018. That's all from me, Katie Gillen. We'll be back with the next local bulletin tomorrow. In the meantime, there'll be national and international updates. From myself and the news team, have a very good evening and a very happy and safe new year. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, December 31st. The death has taken place of Bridget Breda McGinty, née Connie, Hammersmith, London, and formerly of Cashel, Glencolum Kill, County Donegal. Funeral details in London to be confirmed. The death has occurred of Breed Cassidy, née Ward, Dundalk Road, Carrickmacross, and formerly Burtonport, County Donegal, house private. Breed will repose at Lonergan Funeral Director's Funeral Home, Carrickmacross, tomorrow from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Breed's funeral cortege will leave her home on Thursday, going to St. Joseph's Church, Carrickmacross, arriving for funeral mass at 11 a.m, followed by burial in St. Joseph's Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Teresa McHugh, née Gallagher, Teresa Pascal, Hazelwood Clooney Portnew, formerly of Adderwell Doherty. Her remains will repose at her residence in Hazelwood Clooney Portnew today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. followed by removal to St. Connell's Church, Kilclooney, arriving at 8:30 to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu. Care of the aged Dolman Centre. Portneau if desired. Care of any family member. The death has occurred of Jean Gamble, Ballyballother, Trenta. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow for burial at Gortley Cemetery at 1 p.m. Donations in lieu of flowers to the intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Bradley O'Doherty funeral directors. House strictly private to family only, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Patrick Breslin, Devlin Ray Carrigart, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and on the morning of the funeral. Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.